Okay, deep breath.
Yeah.
Firstly, how are you? Are you okay?
All right, yeah. Oh, you're not talking to me. Who are you talking to?
I don't know. Who the fuck's she talking to?
Who was she talking to?
Who's bothered? Are you bothered?
We can't really say too much about this because we don't want it to be a thing where we get thrown in jail. But yeah, I'm not bothered.
Everyone's said what they think, and who's going to put us in jail?
Well, the justice system.
But there's nothing you can say.
What? What do you mean there's nothing you can say?
Well, you could obviously...
Well, we'd be crap on telly because, like, literally we're trying to skirt around the...
Do you know what she should have done? She should have just had a normal conversation with Josie, who's dead down to earth.
They're not friends.
They're not friends.
They're not friends.
They're not friends.
Oh, Josie. Oh.
Josie, just so make my waist look really little.
It's so lovely to see.
In my little white dress.
It's amazing she got her name right,
exactly.
To be totally honest.
So, and she should just had like a chat with her mate, in quotation marks.
Yeah.
And just told everybody how she really felt.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
Yeah.
No, I'll tell you what I would have done. No, I'm not gonna.
No, please don't. Because we will end up in jail. Anyway, funny times, isn't it? Where, you know, we've got a war in Russia going on and people care more about...
People are dying, Kim.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Obviously, caveat, if there's really bad stuff going on, then fair enough. But
and if you're listening to this in the past future,
and
everything's kicked off, you won't be listening to this because we'll delete it.
Or will we?
Well, yeah, you can't put stuff out that's inappropriate, can
you?
Well,
we haven't... I don't think anyone knows what we're talking about, do they?
You did the theme tune.
Oh, yeah. And we said the word Josie, but we didn't mention... why are you checking your watch?
We didn't mention her name, just like she didn't mention his name.
Yeah, very good. Whose name are we talking about?
Them.
No, don't talk, don't please.
Them.
Anyway, funny times, isn't it?
It is a bit bonkers, isn't
fucking
it? I'm looking
hell.
At my watch because it keeps telling me to stand up.
Does it? Yeah. Well, I fucking need it after last night.
Oh my
Jesus.
God.
Do you know what?
It's actually not even funny.
No, it's not. And again, if you're new to this podcast, hello. It's nice to have you there.
Welcome to 40-ish.
Welcome to 40-ish.
And episode 14.
Correct. Yeah, episode 14. We used to be called 40s and Fucked if you'd just joined us now.
But we've grown up, we've matured, we don't swear as much now. Bollocks.
Absolute bullshit. And Saf changed the name of the podcast because I was heading towards 50. So we're kind of 40-ish. Anyway, I was just going to say that you might not know that Saf gets these things now and again where she does a review for an online magazine, and we get the wonderful opportunity to go out and have food at places which we normally couldn't afford.
Oh, we can afford. You just don't want to put your hand in your
pocket. Absolutely fucking no way would have gone out for that meal last night and spent that much.
The side vegetables can be like £8.
£8 or £11.80 last night.
Stop it, they weren't.
And they didn't even give us any. Do you remember?
Jeez, were they really?
Yeah, so let's not go ahead on this, but let's start from the very beginning. So we thought, because we had a night of just you and me and this review, we thought, this will be lovely. We'll drive into London. We'll park up in Mayfair. We'll walk through Mayfair to Leicester Square, where we went to a place called Chop Chop at the Four Seasons at the Hippodrome, which is a casino. And we thought, yep, Chinese food, fantastic. So we parked up in Mayfair. We went for a lovely walk, which was lovely when we weren't full up. It was like 15 to 20 minutes.
Oh, we
walk.
Felt like the dog's bollocks. We were like, oh,
absolutely.
We so fit in here. And
check us out in
look
Mayfair.
Look at us going out for our meal.
Yeah, fucking, ooh. We look great. Look at, brilliant. Walk down, walk past Bond Street.
There's Scots. That's
what's
Scots.
That? Oh, yeah. There's Scots. That's where all the famous people eat fish and stuff. Look, let's go down here. Yeah, great. Oh, look at that Rolls Royce. Have you seen it, Saffron? So many people have these cars here that are £300,000.
I do enjoy the new Balenciaga bag. Actually, you shouldn't enjoy Balenciaga at all.
Shouldn't you?
No, they're No, we don't talk about him.
Do we not?
We don't talk about Bruno.
Bruno who?
Yeah.
Bruno Brooks from Radio 1.
Oh.
It's a
kids movie.
Okay,
thing.
Well, funny you mentioned Bruno. Bruno was the waiter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, very good.
I didn't mean to tie in.
But you did.
We do
very
talk
good.
About Bruno.
We do talk about Bruno. So we went, headed down to the Hippodrome, went through Chinatown first, which was just brilliant. Lovely, beautiful evening.
London is packed again.
Yeah, London's
like it's
busy.
Back to normal.
Yeah. We went in the Chinese entrance.
Mm.
Not a euphemism. Which is
never heard it called that before.
Which is a special entrance from Chinatown into the casino. What? What?
I'm just trying to imagine what a Chinese entrance would be if it was slang.
Yeah, yeah.
What would it be?
I really like your Chinese entrance. Yeah.
No, I'll have to have a think about that.
Anyway, went in the Chinese
entrance. Something to do with noodles, maybe.
Which is a special entrance into the Hippodrome from Chinatown.
The use of chopsticks, maybe.
Right, okay. Are you still going on about
this?
Yeah,
I'm trying to think of what a Chinese entry is.
Right, okay. Please don't. So we go into Chop Chop.
You're going...
What the...
No, because I will go to prison.
Please don't. So we go into Chop Chop and it's a beautiful... What are you... Stop laughing! What are you doing?
I'll tell you afterwards when the mic's down.
All right, hold on. Let me just mute the microphones. Ready, steady, go. Oh, good God. Yeah, you don't want to hear what she said. You don't want to hear what she said.
Right. I want to point out...
Hold on a minute.
...that when we got into there and we have found out we had to walk through the casino,
yes.
I saw your shoulders go back a bit.
Yeah, because you
like
see...
Like Del Boy, you know, when he puts his jacket on.
So a little bit about my past. I used to like...
This makes you sound like a proper gambler. You spent a few weeks going in and playing roulette.
Wasn't a few weeks. So back in 2003.
You didn't have some sort of amazing gambling problem. You're not that interesting, no. Babe. You went in.
No, I didn't have a gambling problem.
The most you probably spent was about 100 quid,
will you,
if that.
Listen, back in 2003. Oh back
this
into,
makes you sound like you have such
shut
a problem.
Up. It sounds like I'm good. It sounds like I'm cool
all right,
and edgy.
George Clooney.
Listen, I'm edgy. But as I reveal this, you'll realise I'm not edgy and I did it for a reason because I always do things for a reason. Back in 2003 when I came to London and you were still in Newcastle, I came to London and I met some friends when I worked in Leicester Square and they liked going out in the evening. So I was like, well, where can I go out and eat for cheap as well as having a good... friendly fun night out. So there used to be a lot more casinos in London back then. The Hard Rock Casino was there. There was the Gala Casino up the Strand. By the way, I think I've got to say this. Please gamble responsibly, kids.
You did.
and got a cheap meal.
Cool.
I'm so cool. Shut up. I'm trying to build my part up here. And we go to a different casino quite a lot of the week because you were up in Newcastle. We didn't
you
see each
bored.
Other.
You were bored.
Well, yeah, I just didn't want to be home on my own.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
So we go to the Hard Rock, which had, when you turned up between, I think it was 6 p.m. and 10 p.m, you would pay the amount of money on the time you turned up for a three-course meal. That's correct. So like £6 for a three-course meal, £6.30 for a three-course meal, £7.30 for a three-course
Bentley
meal.
Bentley bargains.
Fucking amazing. So I used to have a three-course meal every night, then go for a little bit
that's
of gambling.
So sad, isn't it?
Few drinks, and then back home, and then repeat. And that happened quite a lot. I was cool. I won a bit sometimes. In fact, we reminisced. When we were walking through Soho last night, I said, hey, just off Carnaby Street, do you remember this street? And you went, oh yeah, you bought me that angel necklace. And I was like, what was that from? Casino money.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. So
I still got it as well.
Fucking edgy. I was
all
edgy.
All right. You didn't go out and spend it on drugs, did you? But
no.
If you go.
All right. Anyway, so why would. Oh, yeah, because you said I walked through.
You walked through and you went.
Yeah.
Aye, aye.
No.
Might want a little tickle.
Because I stopped gambling. I played poker as well. I was cool at poker. I won a TV tournament. And then,
you were good at poker.
Thank you.
And there is a skill to that game, I have to say.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I'm quite good at it as well.
And I lost to Norman Pace from Hale and Pace.
You did.
Have we talked about this or not? I can't remember if we have in the old podcast.
Who else? Oh, Nasty Nick from Big Brother.
No, I didn't play against him. I played against Paul Dunan. Oh, surely we played. We must have mentioned
Paul Dunan before, I'm sure.
Yeah, he had a heavy night the night before and then threw away a royal flush. and everyone in the gallery on the TV
Dunan.
Show. They were like, what? I reminded him of that about a year ago. Amy LeMay. Lilani, remember her?
The
sun model.
Oh, we have talked about this because we talked about Tara Newley.
Oh, right, okay. Anyway, so I was cool and edgy. I played it on the telly and I was cool.
And what did you buy with your winnings?
A scooter. I bought a scooter.
But anyway, we were going for this mill and we walked through and I could see you getting a bit tickly, like, ooh.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, do you know what? I haven't gambled for many, many years.
Might want a little touch.
Have a little touch on the old roulette. So we go to Chop Chop and we were ushered in and Camille was our first waiter. He was top.
Well remembered.
Oh, yeah, you see.
He was built like...
Did you see his shoulders?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, is that a suit under
now,
that?
If you remember a computer game called Ikari Warriors.
The thin little body.
There you go.
Big old shoulders.
Yeah, massive shoulders.
I was like, I think that's like a fake suit underneath his shirt.
I don't think it was.
But he was so diddy. Like his waist was like 23 inches, but he was built, wasn't he?
He looked like he could... strangle
like
me.
Mortal Kombat character. Yeah.
Yeah. So he
no
was
wonder
our
you
first.
Remembered his name.
Yeah, yeah. He was the first one. And then came over and said, look, guys, for your review, you've got £150 plus a bottle of wine.
Oh, we won't spend that.
Yeah, we were like, we're not gonna
so much money for a Chinese.
So much. And we weren't also having a bottle of wine because we were being good.
So we had beer.
We've had no wine since 2022. That makes it sound brilliant. Remember that one. So we had no wine at all. And I noticed the wine was up to like 120 quid a bottle, the wine.
Mm.
So I was wondering if we could put,
we
really
could
go
have
for
really
it.
Really gone for that, yeah.
So we then get our next greeter. Can't remember her name. It was brilliant. But we both poured a beer for ourselves and then wanted to know how we could say cheers in Chinese.
Do you remember how it...
Yuppie or something, was it? Yappy? I think it was Yappy.
It's not Yappy, babe.
I think it was something like that. We'll
Google it later and listen to it.
Yeah. And we're really drilling down on details
aren't
here,
we?
Aren't we? It's almost like we're padding this one out. So this lady says to us, right, what?
You were really cocky because you pronounced the beer.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, Sing Tao.
I want some Sing Tao.
Yeah, Sing Tao. I want Sing Tao. We love Chinese. We love Chinese. So we're in. Well, you were doing the because we watched this guy on YouTube as well called Xiaomi, who is a guy that was born in New York but went to school in Beijing, and he speaks fluent Chinese.
He speaks fluent a lot of things.
Oh, he's unbelievable!
He's unbelievable. You must watch him.
And one of the things that he says when he speaks to Chinese people is "mayo, mayo, mayo." And
it's
I think
like,
that means
yes,
like
yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank
and you.
You
were like "mayo, mayo, mayo" last night. Yeah, you were very good. I love it.
We also watched somebody else that likes to enjoy Chinese on YouTube.
Oh, Big John.
Bosh.
Anyway, so. It was kind of like our Big John Chinese sit down. By the way, if you're listening to this podcast and want another podcast to watch or just listen to in the background, go onto YouTube. It's on YouTube. Search Big John. What's his name?
Big John something.
What's his
Chinese.
Name? What's his son? What's his son's name? I forgot now.
The boxer.
Yeah, I know. What's his
Oh, come on. You should know this.
Oh, for God's sake. This is really annoying me. What's his name?
I'll Google it. You can just do, while I'm Googling.
Fisher. Oh. John Fisher. Big John Fisher. Chinese Sit Down, which is a podcast that they record with a little bit of a funny take on it over a Chinese in his kitchen with famous guests. Last guest, Kenny Thomas.
Amazing.
Unbelievable. Anyway, back to our padding out story of eating Chinese. So the first... waitress comes over and says, what do you want for starters? So we've obviously got this £150 plus £30 scenario kicking off. So rightly, which you've said, there's no way we're going to eat this. So we ordered salt and pepper prawns, spring rolls, quarter duck with pancakes, and what else?
And we brought squid.
Oh yeah, and we had ordered that, and then the lady went away, and this lovely guy Bruno came over, who, weirdly, I clocked his face and thought I remembered him. He'd been there for like 11 years.
You know, when you had your gambling problem.
That was it, yeah.
He obviously been working.
It wasn't a problem.
No, I know it wasn't, babe.
It wasn't a problem.
It clearly wasn't.
Well, no, it wasn't a problem, but I was cool. I was known. I was known
in
the scene.
You were known.
Yeah. He's that gambling ex-radio DJ. Look at him. It's cool.
Jesus.
Anyway, so Bruno and I kind of clocked eyes. He said, shut up. This is no, he's not an ex-lover.
Nice.
And he said, he must try the squid. So we were like,
babe, you really are hamming out all of this.
Do you not think we've got enough for starters? And he's like, So we brought.
He gave you that knowing look of, do you not remember our first date?
The fucking reason I'm all over the place today is because of last night.
Oh,
by the way.
I know. There is a point to this.
There is a point to this. The reason we're absolutely.
Beside ourselves.
We don't even know what's going on. We've used the word PTSD quite a lot recently. Me with the golf tour, you with something else.
Oh, but we were genuinely in trouble last night.
Yeah, proper in trouble.
Yeah.
So we had all of this, which, by the way, if you go and check our Instagram, you'll see it. If you're listening to this 7 weeks later on the blue feed, then you have to scroll back a little bit on our Instagram.
Basically, we used up the whole cash.
Well, not on starters. We got mains as well, and we did. Bruno came over to us and said, do you want any more? Do you want any cocktails?
He was a pusher.
Yeah. And we said, he was a feeder. And we said, no, we're all right. And he thought by me saying that, I was worried about the amount of money that we put on the bill. So he brought the machine over to shove it in my face.
And when you've got this, have some more food.
We had ordered in our first order, £144, 144 quid. And then he went to me, you're not going to have the wine. And I went, no, I'm not going to have the wine. He said, oh, we can do a little special for you then. Like, as in, you can have more food. And I was like, oh God, I think we've ordered a lot.
Oh no, we had more food. And it was so lovely. It was really lovely.
It was absolutely brilliant.
And I don't know whether it was MSG or...
It was just great food.
It was just great food. And you know when you're full and you're like, I can't leave this. It's too good.
Yeah, we just...
I'm going to regret this, but it's going down.
So they had a thing where it basically said they had the best duck in the world.
And we were like, we'll be the judge of that.
And it was Cantonese duck for a main course, and we had that. And you... I mean, we had half the plate left of that. And
there was loads of it.
You went, do you like the pork? And I went, yeah, I do like the pork. Because we had barbecue char siu pork as well. And I said, I'll eat some of the pork. And you went, can I have the rest of the duck then? God, right? So and big fucking JCB hands goes right into it and takes all the fat off the duck, which is all the really good flavour. And then eats the rest of the plate of the duck while I'm looking at you and like, I'm like, wow, what has she done?
That was out of character for me.
Was it?
Yes.
What was out of character?
I wouldn't normally JCB onto a plate when I'm full.
Well, yeah. Then we had enough left for a doggy bag. So we were like, yeah, take that. We need that doggy bag to go home. Then fucking Bruno, the feeder.
Oh
right?
My God, so Bruno.
Bruno. So we had eaten all this food.
We looked in pain.
Oh, we were doubled over in pain, but like gloriously happy because the food was so good. And it really was. This isn't like a paid... Oh, hold on a minute. This is a paid for advertisement really though, isn't it? Because we were paid to eat it.
To eat it.
But we can still say it's shit if we wanted to, right?
Oh, it was good.
It was fantastic.
Yeah.
If you're looking for a Chinese to go out to, Chop Chop at Four Seasons, Hippodrome, absolutely incredible.
Ask for Bruno if you want to be into a food coma.
So he just looked at me because he was quite camp in his looks, wasn't he? And he went, sea bream's good. And I went, or was it sea bass? Sea bass or sea bream,
something,
right?
Something
like that.
He was pushing something on us.
And we went, oh,
Bruno,
we can't.
Are you trying to kill us?
Yeah, we can't because we're very close to the money, if not gone over, way over the money.
He went, don't worry about that.
He said, don't worry about that. Do you want the sea bass? And we're like, no. Literally, both of us, we needed a lot of water because there was quite a lot of salt in the food. And we were like, can't eat anymore.
Cut my mouth, Grandpa.
Bruno, we can't eat anymore, mate. And he's like,
just a weather thin, weather thin mint.
So this was the bad, I'm going to admit to this. You said leave a tip.
Yeah.
I'm going to admit to it. You said leave a tip. It's been so good. Leave a tip. And I went.
It'll twinkle in your eye.
Do you think we should leave a tip or should we go and gamble the tip? And this is terrible, like, because he deserved a tip. But I do feel like when you're writing a review, you can't leave a tip, I think. So
I think you should have left the tip.
Okay, well, we'll get on to you in a second with your fucking gambling problem.
Oh, yeah.
So so we took the tip and we went upstairs. Because Bruno's going to get it back anyway, because it's in the same place, isn't it? And we're going to lose.
No, not really, babe, but okay.
Okay, right. But there's probably people.
Listen, you've been thinking about the roulette wheel.
Yeah.
Since you'd walked through.
So we went upstairs, sat down. By the way, did you see that cheeky look I get? Well, you didn't. But do you know a lady came over to offer us drinks last night? Yeah. I unfortunately looked at the lady, one of the waitresses around, and gave her a little wink, thinking it was like, oh, hi, like that.
And then she was all over
she was like, hello, do you want drinks? I was like, no, we don't want drinks. I'm driving. So we put the money into the roulette machine, live roulette. We were in the huddle.
You did your little classic.
My classic little.
Oh,
2, 4,
I know
6.
Where the ball's gonna go.
Exactly. 2, 4, 6, 17, 20, 21, 25, 27, 32.
The people with the ball, they know where to put it. Fuck off, do they?
Right.
What a load of shit. Well,
anyway, so we did that. We won a couple of times, then we lost, then we won a couple of times and we lost. And then we were down to the last spin. And I was repeating my bet all the time. And you go, why can't we do some new numbers? I was like, that's not the way it works, darling.
Trust me, I know what I'm doing.
We fucking won. And we won. And I said, look, this is the last bet. If we win here, we'll walk away. And you said, all right then, thinking that we weren't going to win. We won plus £6.25 on the top.
Woo!
Right? But we still won. We were still playing or taking their money. And you went, let's put it back in. I went, whoa, 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 hold on 1 second.
I meant the £6.25.
Let's play with the £6.25.
Because that's free money now.
We've won £6.25. Let's walk away.
But we've come with something. We're going home with something. You can use that £6.25 to, you see, this is how you get trapped.
Yeah, exactly. Edgy Neil Bentley took the £6.25.
You went up to the cashier.
Yeah. I had to wait because at the cashier desk, right? Like there were some people in front of me and I heard there was a little bit of a conflab. Right, about somebody that had done something between one of the security staffs and somebody else. And they were saying, basically, if you see this person, watch out. And I was like, yeah, I'm fucking gangster right now. You know, I'm standing up at the cash desk. Everything's going on. And what made it really bad was, firstly, you moved away to way.
I was well embarrassed you were getting out 26 quid.
Yeah, and I was there and they said, I'm really sorry, sir. Can we just hold on a minute? Because we got to check something. And so they were like cashing up on the machine and they were like, behind me, there was like 3,000, 400, 4,000, 5,000 going up. And I was like, I'm only going to cash in £26.25. I don't really know what, you know, surely this can be done in a couple of seconds. And they were like, yeah, can you just bear with me? Oh yeah, we got to check. Okay, can you hand your ticket over now, sir? And I was like, I tried to do a dad joke, right? And I went, I can retire on this. I can retire on this. And he just looked up at me and was like, There we go, sir. There's 25.
Neil likes to do 25. The classics, especially if we're out in the supermarket. He'll do all the classics. And the poor people that are on the other end of these classics look like they want to stab you. Like, what do you say to cashiers at the supermarket when it doesn't beep?
Well, we've talked about this before.
Yeah, but this is exactly what you
just... We're going over, like, this meal has done so much bad stuff to us. Like, we don't know where we are. We talked about, basically, if I'm a cashier's desk and it hasn't got a barcode on it.
Oh my God, are we those people?
Yeah, we keep repeating ourselves.
This is what it's like to be old, though. This is what you do when you're old.
No,
it is.
Anyway, we get out of there and we go back to the car, a 20-minute walk, which is, quite frankly, I know how those ultra marathon runners feel right at the end of a marathon.
God, it was awful.
It was fucking horrific.
I was actually waddling.
Yeah, you actually said at one point, look at me waddling like a fat fuck. And I was like, yeah, I can't look at you. I actually tried to avoid myself in any window.
I was actually like, we were both physically affected.
Yeah, we were, because we ate so much.
We were waddling.
We were waddling with a takeaway doggy bag from a Chinese.
Oh my God.
Because we had to walk 20 minutes to the car. I undone my belt, right?
So at what point you went, that bloke thinks you're a prostitute because I've got my belt undone.
I did, yeah, because I did. And I didn't, I left my belt undone because...
Fuck it.
I didn't want to look down. I did not want to look down or in any window. So that was open. We were walking and some guy with two girls laughed as they went past me. And that's why I was
couldn't
like,
give a shit.
It. No, I was
couldn't
like, whatever.
Give a shit.
Don't care. So yeah, it was good night out. If you fancy a Chinese, chop chop at the Four Seasons.
All right, babe. They're not paying us.
They did, kind of.
Paid me in pain.
Oh, mate, I'm telling you.
But it wasn't a completely brilliant night because at the start of it, you made your mother cry.
Oh, here we go. What do you mean?
You actually made her cry.
I did not make her cry.
Yeah, you did.
No,
you
did. I didn't make her cry.
Long story short, because the last story was really fucking long.
It was 26 minutes long, that story.
It was as long as the fucking meal. Neil's mum bought solar lights from Amazon. No.
Rewind.
I'm not going into huge amounts of information here. Let's just get to the point that you made your mother cry.
She doesn't have an Amazon account.
She didn't want to use this account, voucher.
She had a voucher for Amazon. Someone gave it to her. My mum does not like doing anything online.
Like lots of that generation don't want to do
it. So she said, I want to get some garden lights. I said, I can help you with that, mum. Give me the card. We'll cash it in on my Amazon account. I'll send you the lights. That's the setup of this story. What happened next?
I believe, from what I could hear from the telephone call, is that the lights were delivered, but they were delivered in a random place and your mum couldn't find them. So she didn't think they'd been delivered. Stop, because you're going to go into it too much and it's boring.
Okay.
Let me just make it and sweet. So she freaked out and said, I think they've been stolen or they've not been delivered, when they've said they have been.
Because there was a note through the door.
Right.
Yeah.
So basically...
That's an important part of this
story.
She
got a refund and then found them in the food bin, which, to be quite frank, is not a great place to put Amazon parcels.
I had to sit on customer help on Amazon going, this hasn't been delivered.
It was a bit stressful. Your mum gets very stressed about those sorts
because
of things.
Because on the note, it said left in the green bin, but actually it was left in the grey bin. She didn't check the grey bin because she didn't think it was grey bin was big enough to have that in there. So I sat on customer help for a long time and they were brilliant on Amazon and they said, don't worry.
Why do I need to know this?
Because once we'd sorted it out, she then phoned me up and went, she was
very upset.
Fucking
she hates anything like that because she felt morally it was wrong that she'd got these lights and she'd actually got a refund.
Yeah.
And you were like, don't worry about it, don't worry about it. Then you ring her on the way to the restaurant and tell her that because she's touched the box, the barcode on it had registered and they now know she's a thief. And she actually started crying.
I didn't mean for her to
cry. Her voice broke and I was heartbroken. I was like, you bastard.
I didn't think she'd believe me. Like,
babe,
if
she
you touch
doesn't
the
like
box,
anything like that.
I know. If you touch the box, like nothing's going to happen. But yeah.
And then you were like,
terrible.
Oh, when you turn them on, they've got signals on
no,
them.
No, I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
No, she said, I'm not putting these on because I think they will know I've got them on. That's what she said. And I said, Mum, don't worry
and
about
today,
it.
And today, even today, 24 hours later, she's still fretting about it and she still won't touch the box in a front room just in case that barcode does pick something up.
It was just a joke.
Well, it wasn't
Look,
funny.
Fucking hell, I'm not Mizzy off fucking TikTok who's nicking people's fucking dogs.
No, you're just making your mother cry.
There was only an innocent joke off the back of an Amazon fucking
You need
Prime
to stop
purchase.
With these joke things because one day it's not going to be a joke.
Boy that cries wolf.
And I'm just going to go, ooh, fuck off, tosser. And it's going to actually be serious. Right. So just pack it in.
Wow, okay.
God, I'm so full steam.
Oi, I tell you what we haven't talked about. Britain's got talent.
I don't understand why the person's won that they've won. Okay,
what happened at the weekend? Because you're right, we've never watched any of it, but I saw this Vigo Venn or whatever his name is, and the fact that he'd won it. And I thought, right, well, I'll be interested to just see what his act is, right? Is he a comedian? Is he a singer? Is he a magician? No. Turns out, from what I've seen, all he does is wear a high-vis jacket.
Britain's run out of talent.
But seriously, no. Have you seen it?
Well, I don't know what we haven't watched it, so maybe there's some...
I've seen it.
Amazing thing that... No. Or in-joke or something. Incorrect. That we've missed.
No. He wears multiple layers of clothes with...
Does he do that quick change thing?
Nope. No. He wears multiple layers of clothes with... At every level of the layer, there is a high-vis jacket. So he get... I can't even believe I'm actually saying this. He comes out on stage... He jumps around. Everyone claps because he's got a high-vis jacket on.
What the hell is going on?
I know. I feel like I'm on LSD or something. But he takes off the one layer.
And that people cheering.
He takes off the high-vis and they all go, yeah. And then he takes off the next layer. It's a high-vis jacket. They all go, yeah.
Hang on. What? Who votes for the winner? Is it the judges? Or the public?
I don't know.
It's the public, innit?
Well, you see, I've checked out his TikToks, right? And his TikToks are him going around London. And if somebody's got a high-vis jacket on, like on a bike or digging a hole or whatever, he goes, you must be a fan of me. And they go, what?
Oh, Jesus.
And he goes, no, you must be a fan of me. I met one of my fans. And I think he's Norwegian, by the way.
Has he got an afro?
He's got big hair. But honestly, mate, there is nothing more to it than that. We are spending time talking about him on our podcast. He is now making millions from just having multiple high-vis jackets. On Amazon right now, I reckon the sale of high-vis jackets are massively high.
God, people are so stupid.
I don't get it.
I mean, now I want to go and watch it.
But you don't want to watch it.
I do. I want to see what the fuss is about.
But you can go and watch it and it will be exactly like I've just explained it.
No, surely there's something.
No, there's nothing. He does nothing. There's no magic act. There's no, I do the splits and jump down from a massive height. No.
Well, we're in the running then for the next series.
We could do that with food.
How much Chinese can this couple eat?
We could just walk over to a different table, take off a chocolate.
And Amanda Holden would be like, I can't believe how much rice she's gutted. Yeah.
Look at the fat fucker waddling like a Cantonese duck. Yeah, boom, you're through.
You fat fucks.
Good place to end it this week.
I'm sweating because I'm still quite full and delirious.
We don't know where we are, but thank you to everybody that is subscribing to our podcast. Thank you for that. You can find us at buymeacoffee.com/40ish. If though you want to check out the free feed, that is on Apple, Google, wherever you get your podcasts, and that is 7 weeks behind the actual new podcast that we do. So is that it for this week?
Don't ask me to give any words of wisdom because.
Can you give us some words of wisdom, Saffron?
No. No. Okay. Not this week. Don't put me under pressure like that because I'm full of salt and a little bit deep.
Exactly.
Reboot.